Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. In the news, I noticed that, you know, in New York, right there in Broadway, there is a play or play going on there. And there's a lot of, obviously, plays going on at Broadway. But one particular play they talked about, you know, I was just shocked. It's a number one play. You know, a city that has suffered such great loss, and that, you know, prophetically we'll be sharing with you, and you can find out about it at the VFNTV blog. You can go to VFNTV.com and find out more details about some of the prophetic dreams and all. But in that, you know, that it's a sacrilegious play, and it's called something about, you know, Mormons, and they talk about all these different aspects, not just Mormonism, but just they just come against Jesus, and they curse his name and all these different things. And it's the founders of a cartoon called South Park. Wow. And they're the ones that put it on, and they're making like $35 million so far, something off that play. But they said it's the number one. It's always packed. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, just any wise man or woman would know, if they're actually, you know, getting into the Word of God and so spending time with God, that if we don't stop this, then God will stop us. Mm. And I was just shocked. I was devastated, you know, for the fact of that was the number one thing. And then all these people, you know, and that's what's so awesome about VFN Radio and VFN TV is to let you know that, you know, this is that voice that's coming is a second heaven voice. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. You know, it's just the devil trying to do as much damage as he can, and the biggest damage that he can do is to get somebody to stop acknowledging God, to stop praying for Israel, to stop seeing that he's the one that's holding everything together, you know? And with that, you know, we at VFN Radio, VFN TV just say, don't think so. You know, we're going to be here. We're going to encourage you. And despite all of that you're hearing, which is really insane, but the problem is, you know, blind minds do insane things, you know, and we get true consequences. And so we just want to know that God says, if my people who are called by my name, and so through VFN Radio, VFN TV, we're talking to you and encouraging you, understanding that no matter what the world does, we don't fix the world by trying to fix the world. We fix the world by allowing God to fix us when we come to him and say, you know, listen, it's my own stuff. It's my own things. And so there's hope, and the hope is in the church, right, John?
That's right. That's right. You know, we can't go policing and looking around at what somebody else is doing. But we need to focus on, you know, what I believe the Word of God says that judgment starts in the house of God first. And so when we get ourselves in order, then we can go and begin. You know what I mean?
Know exactly what you mean. Well, you know, in the biggest, you know, the thing that we know about, that the house of God is not some stucco building or no shopping center storefront. It's no little wood-built church. It's not a house that you may be meeting in. If you're a believer, you're the house of God. And so when he says judgment begins in the house, you know, because the enemy's twisted that.
That's right.
That people go, that's right, y'all need to get these walls painted around here, and this stucco is coming off the side of the building here. You know, I'm serious. No, is this true?
We got to reclaim some of these words, you know?
Yeah, and you got to reclaim it and understand it's like, oh my gosh, if I'm the building of God, judgment starts with?
Uh-oh.
Me.
Oh my, it starts with Pat. Did you hear that? It starts with Pat. Thank you, Lord. It started with Pat. We'll just watch him and learn, right? Oh my gosh, he's our sign and wonder. No, and so, you know, and there's a teaching coming available soon on, I guess for VFNTV subscribers, you can subscribe for free at VFNTV.com. But it's No One Cries for Justice. And God's looking for somebody who'll cry for justice. And again, because the definitions have been all twisted, we think if I cry for justice, I'm going to be whacked. Right?
That's right.
You know, it's like, we don't want to, you hear people going, like, this don't call down no judgment, because they're really thinking, well, I'll probably be destroyed in that way, you know? And we've all, you know, sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what justice does, and you can find out more when you hear it, you know, through being a free subscriber there, you can hear it's coming soon. I don't think it's available there yet. It will be. But justice is about God putting things back in order again. Justice makes us run to the mercy of the judge. Mm. justice causes us to run to Jesus and cry out to him and say, Lord, forgive me. And then the justice, the gavel, the sentence, the correction, the beating, the death, everything that was due us because we were out of order and we were sinful, Jesus says guilty, but then he takes all the punishment on himself and then he forgives us for our guilt. And so justice just drives us to the mercy of the judge. You know, all the evidence is in, you know, all the witnesses. Yep, that's exactly right. You know, and then we look and he looks at us and he says, you know, you look at the judge and you say, what are you going to do with this? You know, and then what we say is we don't say go hire a big attorney because Jesus is our advocate. We just say, I throw myself on the mercies of the court and I claim the blood of Jesus. And not only am I going to say I'm sorry for my sins, but I'm going to begin to abide with God and I'm going to repent from my sins and begin to walk with people who won't walk with God. And I will preach the gospel to those that have not yet heard the good news of justice. And so no one cries for justice. And he says, if you wait too late to cry for justice, if you wait too late, you're bait. And my concern, I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, that's why I was so excited about getting VFN radio launched, VFN TV, because I'm thinking, you know, there's nothing worse than a late prophetic word, right? It's like, yeah, I always thought that's what the Lord told us to do. We don't want to hear none of that. You know, where were you? Where were you? You know, we want to hear what you did here that you never told us. And so, but if you wait too late, you're bait, because at that point, when everything's turned over to the adversary, if you jump up and say, you're all wrong, it's like, well, you're dead. You know, it's, you know, you're in confinement, you know, like China and all. You know, I mentioned talking about no one cries for justice yesterday's program, but I didn't finish because John was with us and want to talk about so much, but I didn't finish, I guess, my point, which is really important, you know, that, you know, remember we talked about justice. The reason why we don't cry for justice quite often is because we misunderstand what justice is. And justice is when you go before a judge, the judge is checking to find out if everything's in order or not. And if it's out of order, then the judge is going to make judgments to bring things back in order again. For example, you know, for custody situations or for marriage situations or for a business deal going on or for a crime that has taken place. And so you bring all that before the judge and they say, you know, they determine whether a crime has been committed or not or a civil rights been violated or not. Anyway, they start moving things around like players on a chessboard and they're putting things back in order again. There may be some time, you know, of encouragements that happen, you know, called corrections, but it's only to correct behavior to keep things in the right order again. And so justice then is putting things back in order again. And I didn't mention, this is a very important part of it, and you can get No One Cries for Justice. Just subscribe today, vfntv.com, or you can actually even text to subscribe. You can text VFNTV to 22828. That's VFNTV 22828. And it'll walk you through a simple few steps to be able to register today to be a free subscriber. And but it's No One Cries for Justice. And the reason why we won't cry for justice is quite often that, you know, that it's like going to God and demanding justice. That if we don't understand what Jesus did for us on the cross, if we're trying to be self-righteous, you know, then we're going to be in trouble because putting things back in order again outside of Jesus Christ means that we should die for our sins. But God is a just God, and he's the one that justifies. And at just the right time, this is what Paul's writing to Romans, in Romans chapter 5. He says, at just the right time to prove that he is the just God and the one that justifies, that he actually served justice on his son, Jesus Christ. And so everything that was due us, because we were out of line, we were sinners and we've gone astray and we needed, you know, death was our inevitable doom, you know, and so God did not skip justice. He actually served justice and he served it on Jesus Christ. And Jesus received justice for you and for us. Now, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, justice means your death. I mean, when you die, you will die and you will be separated from God. And there's hell for those who don't follow God. We're condemned already in our sin. It's not like we're going to be condemned. We're condemned outside of our relationship with Jesus Christ. We just stay in that condemned state. And so understand this, when we cry for justice, what that should do first, the first thing that happens when we begin this process of crying for justice is we run as fast as we can to the cross of Christ. We begin to study and understand what God did on the cross of Christ, that he is a just God. He hasn't changed who he is. He is the judge, and he will serve justice. And those who actually accept Jesus Christ and the price that he has paid, the justice that's been served on him, which was due us, then he does it in lieu of us. You know, he does it in lieu of us. And you can find out, it's available on VFN TV, that it's called The Cross of Christ, The Cross of Christ. And you got to get that and listen to it, because if we don't, you got to understand this, because we got to start crying out for justice. And our justice for believers is at the cross, and then God empowers us by his Spirit to begin to walk in right order. And so you got to understand that. If you don't understand that, then crying for justice could end you up in a very bad predicament. And but we got to cry for justice. And like I said, if you wait too late, you'll be bait. If you wait too late, you'll be bait. And that's not something that you want, because what happens is, like a late prophetic word, nobody wants to hear it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.